Our skin glows a dull purple in this bowling alley with all its neon lights. Nelly's Ride With Me is blasting from the team playlist that the manager happily plugged in as soon as we got here. The playlist Seton has had forever, that only our football players know the password to. The music is so loud, Jay had to get up with me, follow me from the plastic seats to our lane, and lean into my ear just so I can hear all this unrequested sideline coaching.
But Els, if you just like...
I can't.
If you use your wrist, though, Jay, and your forearm...
He trails off. Look at my forearm. Look at my forearm compared to your forearm. We hold our arms out next to each other's, forearms facing the sky. His has veins the width of pipe cleaners. My arm could lay on top of his twice. He sighs and slides his hands into his pockets. I know how much he hates it as I lean over like a little kid bowling, and maybe that's partly why I do it. I swing the pink marbled ball between my legs with both hands and push it down the slick lane. I stand up straight as the ball takes out 4 of the 9 pins I didn't knock out the first time. I smile up at Jay. He's still watching our lane until he looks at the screen above our heads to check my score. He nods a little to himself and winces like he's waiting for a doctor to finish giving him a shot. I laugh and shove him, but he barely moves. Relax.
It's just that you're an athlete, Els.
No, you're an athlete.
But you're a part of me.
I'm a part of you, he argues. Did Thoreau say that? He wraps his arms around my shoulders, and I rest my face against his chest, my ear against his red Seton T-shirt. Soft enough to melt because it's been washed so many times. He kisses the top of my head through my fluffy bun and declares,
"Yo, you talk enough smack to be an athlete."
I laugh, and he does too, as we walk back to our group of tables now that my turn is officially over. Our crew takes up 3 lanes. There's a crowd of people we don't know at the door, waiting for spots to open up. Some who were waiting even before we got here. But the staff figured out how to make room for us despite our lack of a reservation. The guys just wanted to hang out tonight, get as much of the team together as they could without it being a house party like normal. One more chance to make a memory before this summer is officially over. Parker has his arms folded in front of him when we get back to the tables where the wings and the pizza and the cups of beer that the manager let him order are waiting. The lights are making everything about him skew a different color. His green eyes are almost orange. His pale skin is blue. His brown hair that sometimes buzzed short, but right now is long enough for Michelle to push her fingers through, and a lot of times she does, looks like dust. Jay, in real light, is a compilation of different shades of brown. Me too. So tonight, he's a fun array of purples, not a neon rainbow like Parker. The boys are debating like they always are. It's anything from the best burger in town to the best touchdown ever scored. Right now, they're going on about superpowers, which one they'd want if they could have anyone in the world. It's Parker's turn to choose. Seconds after Jay takes his seat on the bench and has me sit on a part of his leg so there's enough room for me too. Parker sucks his teeth.
Yo, I don't need a superpower. I am a superpower.